Good evening, everybody. Thanks for coming back to another episode of It's SBOS TV. My name is Sumter Boy, and our co-host One Shot will be here very shortly. Tonight, we have our very special guests, Brad and John, from Tech Webcast and Tech Conclave. Brad, let's start off with Brad. Brad, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you do?
Well, I run a Tech Webcast podcast every Thursday, and also I run a blog. And that's about it, really. Just podcasting and, yeah.
All right, what about you, John? What do you do? And tell us a little bit more about yourself as well.
Yeah, I co-host with Brad with a Tech Webcast, and I also run a Tech Enclave. It's a video podcast. It's a tech news show. And besides that, I work here at home as a web developer in the Philippines, you know, for someone from there in North America.
So do you guys have like any other jobs other than your tech shows and tech podcasts?
Personally, I do, but I don't really want to disclose what it is because,
That's great. Yep. How about you, John?
Yeah, my job is, you know, my life is very transparent online. I have a blog, and besides the web development, I write articles, I do internet marketing and all internet related stuff, which is in line with my profession. So pretty much that's it, and there's no other side job outside that in the real world. So all my life there, I spent them almost all the time in front of my computer.
Sounds fun. It's pretty much about what I do myself, is sitting in front of my computer. I don't get paid to do all my work that I do on my computer. starting with Brad, could you tell us a little bit more about your computer setup?
Well, I'm running two monitors. I'm still on Windows XP at the moment, which sucks. Running a mixer, condenser microphone, AMD, 2 GB of RAM, and yeah, that's about it. Just a basic sort of setup. Really?
A little more advanced than what I've got, so I wouldn't really call that basic.
Well, yeah, it does the job, you know. It
yeah, especially when he's running
XP. It's a bit old.
Yeah, I run a Vista, but like you said, you got two monitors. I've only got one, so you're pretty much beating me there. I didn't catch what you said about your RAM and how much gigabytes it had.
Two gigs.
2 gigs?
2 gigs of RAM. Yep.
All right, so I'm a little above that one. Yeah. But, so I wouldn't really call that basic myself.
But, you know, it does a job, you know. It does what I wanted to do, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. So, John, tell us a little bit about your computer setup and what all the memory and stuff it has as well.
Yeah, I'm using a laptop. It's a compact Presario, CQ40, 340TU something. And the CPU it has is an Intel Pentium dual core. It runs with a 2 gigahertz clock with an 800 megahertz FSB. But, you know, the limit there is the cache, L1 cache reads, L2 cache, which only measures up to 1 MB. So that's the bottleneck. I have 3 gigabytes of RAM. I have 250 gigabytes of hard disk drive storage, and I'm running Windows Vista Home Premium, and the laptop uses a shared graphics, so it's also a bottleneck. So if you're wondering why I have so much RAM, it's because I work with multiple things, and as it's just enough for me to do the work of a web designer, a web developer, a coder, and at the same time I'm trying to use this system for video for Tech Enclave. So it works so far since episode one. And yeah, I'm hoping that I will be able to upgrade this because, you know, there's something more that we can do.
So what episode are you on now?
Yeah, the show is currently on hold. The last episode that we have is episode 11. So we're going to release episode 12 maybe next week after this, recent contest that we participated.
All right, you guys said you do a podcast. Why don't you guys do a live show? I believe you guys would be pretty good at that, but why won't you? Why don't you?
My first. Okay.
Yeah, go on, John.
We'll start with Brad.
Yeah, go on, John. You can go okay. first, mate.
Yeah, my.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I would love to do a live show. I actually tried to do some live streaming there at Tekken Clay, but the problem I have is the bandwidth of my internet, actually the speed, and it's what I have now is like a 384 kbps of entry level broadband connection, which is the best connection that I can get here in my area. So it's pretty much that's the limitation. So if I stream a video or something, I can do something else. I can only do one thing.
All right. What about you, Brad? Why don't you do a live show for your podcast as well?
Live show. Well, first thing, I know John's busy and probably doesn't have the time. Second of all, a live show I'm not really a fan of because I'm not sure what to.
You're shy.
You don't know what to do.
A video as a response. So, you can hear
my voice. I believe Brad might have just came back.
I'm here. Sorry about that. Yeah. Sorry. If my microphone goes muted because someone was just here. So yeah, just bear with me. It was away.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry. Continue. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, so they only need to answer those questions in a form of a video response, and then we use that video to we edit that, and then we present it as a tech geek of the week segment. So we try to reach him out, and we'd like him to be part of the to be at least to participate in the show because he's a big name in the geek community, and it gives consistency with our show or reputation in a way. But I think he's very busy, so I think he didn't refuse our invitation before. But I'm really glad that we were able to invite Cal Lewis along the way in our 10th episode, which is pretty one of the most special episodes that we have.
All right. So, Brad, on your Tech Conclave podcast, you just recently interviewed me. What other kind of what other guests have you had on that podcast?
I just want to correct you there. You said the Tech Conclave podcast. You meant the Tech Webcast.
I'm sorry. The Tech Webcast.
Yeah, yeah. What other people have we interviewed? We've interviewed Kelly Lewis, Dylan Lewis, Rob Johnson, Stephen Haywood, Dylan Combs. Who else? Oh, there's been a lot of people. It's been really fun.
So, who do you wish to have, like, in the future? Somebody big? Maybe Leo one day, maybe?
Well, where to start? Well, yeah, that could be good. That should be one of them. And I also want to interview Kevin Rose, but that's been a big fail.
How was that a big fail, might I ask?
Well, I've been sending in emails and there's been no reply, so I've sort of given up on that thing.
All right. So what inspired you guys to start your own podcast and your own website and geek stuff on the internet. Let's start with John.
Well, I actually started in tech webcasts. Brad, I was just a regular. I learned about tech. I heard about podcasts before, but I wasn't really into it. So Brad, he told me like he's going to start his own podcast, which is the Tech Webcast. We came up with the name, the Tech Webcast, and then along the way, he woke up. I mean, like I got interested in the way that like, I have the video skills and all that, and I started to think like I want to start my own using the video skills that I learned through college. So I used that, and I was able to start Tech Enclave. So the two shows, they are relative to each other. The Tech Enclave recognizes that its origins, can be traced back from Tech Webcast.
So pretty much you're saying Tech Webcast and Brad pretty much inspired you? Is that correct?
Well, he was the reason why I was able to formulate Tech Enclave, because without him, without the exposure that I gained from Tech Webcast, like, you know, talking with different people and getting connected to them and knowing more about the geek community, I wouldn't be able to have this good inspiration or good motivation to set up a Tech Enclave.
Ah, I got you that time. Yeah. So, Brad, what inspired you to start Tech Webcast and to become what you are today?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to start a podcast just for fun, and it sort of just turned out to be really good and worked out really well. And John's on, and also we got Bryce to come on every week. And it's really fun to do, and I love doing it. There's no really meaning of why I did. I just want to do it because I love doing podcasts. It's fun to do.
So that's pretty much why you both do your podcast, just because it's pretty much fun, and you guys get probably to meet new people. Yep.
That's exactly
pretty
right.
Much why.
Exactly right. Yep.
With Tech Enclave, I have different goals with it.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, because with Tech Enclave, well, when we started Tech Enclave, I already have many friends from anywhere in the world, and I invited them to be part of the Tech Enclave by submitting their own video segments, you know, for the show, and they eagerly participated. And we have this strong ambition, something, you know, we want this show to escalate so that we could meet each other one day. It's a big plan, it's a big ambition, but it's worth, you know, working for. So everyone, you know, if you watch the show since episode one, everyone is really doing their best to do for the show, and it's going well.
All right, sounds like you guys have pretty a lot of fun on your podcast. Could you tell us why it is what the best part about being a geek is?
Has to be technology.
The technology?
Yep.
If you could elaborate a little bit on the technology, what do you mean by I know what we all know what you mean by technology, but you mean like computer editing, the design and all that, or
well,
something more?
Sort of gadgets and that sort of like iPhone stuff and that sort of thing. That's what I'm sort of really into, and that sort of thing. And I don't know about John, but he's probably different. But yeah, I mean, just that. Sort of
thing. Are you a little bit different, John?
Well, yeah, I see in what inspires me, what makes me like be a geek, you know, being a geek, is that there's always something new every time, you know, because it's technology, it keeps on changing every time, and every time we get acquainted with new device, every time we get a new technology event or news or something, it brings excitement to our day-to-day lives, you know, it wipes away our boredom for our ordinary playing lives in the internet that we used to be. But now, with the show, with being a geek, we're connected to a bigger community, which is pretty interesting and good.
All right.
Yeah.
We're trying to get our co-host into the call 1 second. So let's bring him in right quick. All right. So, but while we're waiting for him, as you guys said, you run your own podcast, everybody out there that is just tuning in, Brad and John from Tech Webcast and Tech Conclave. Let's go back to your podcast right quick. Have you guys ever interviewed somebody that was big before?
Well, the biggest person we probably have interviewed is probably Kelly Lewis. I think John did that, and we couldn't get her on Skype, so we sent her questions, and then she just answered them. And yeah, that's probably the biggest person we've had on. Is that right, John? Do you reckon?
Yes. She's the biggest geek icon that we were able to convince to be part to participate in our show, and we're pretty happy with that. Because you know, it's really
sounds fun. All right, guys. We have One Shot on the line. This is our co-host, One Shot. I'd like you to meet Brad and John. John and Brad, I'd like you to meet the co-host, One Shot.
Hello, what's
up, man? How's it going?
Hey, mate, what's up?
Nice to meet you guys.
You too, mate.
Nice to meet you too.
All right, One Shot. We just got finished asking them what famous person they had on their show, and pretty good. And he said that John was the one that did that interview.
Yep.
If you guys could have, say, Tinkernut on your show, or Leo Laporte, or something like that, would you most definitely accept?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, sure.
Yes, for sure.
Why not? Say no.
I might be able to hook you guys up with Tinkernut. I don't know about John, but Leo. That would probably be my gift to you guys.
Just a question to you, Joe. Who is Tinkernut?
I seriously don't know. I was told by Dylan Combs. For you guys out there that don't know, I'm Dylan Combs' manager. I was told by Dylan to go to Tinkernut.com and try to get Tinkernut. So I sent them a message, and it turned out he replied. The owner of Tinkernut, I guess, his name's Daniel. And by the looks of his website, I didn't really get to go into it, but he looks like he's a computer technician. Gigafied, you can look that up, Gigafide, Tinkernut. But yeah, I mean, if you guys want, go look up Tinkernut.com, TINKERNUT.com. And find out what he is, and if you guys like him, I could probably hook you up with him, because I just recently spoke with him earlier today about getting him on Dylan Combs' channel, and I'm going to give a shout-out to Dylan Combs. But, yeah, so you guys would probably love to have him on there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
So, One Shot.
Since I just came back, you know what I mean? I was a little late. I apologize for that. Just tell me a little bit about what you guys do. I'm sorry I missed it, so we can really get into this.
Okay, well, the Tech Webcast, we just talk about technology. We chat to people. We talk about news articles and anything sort of to do with technology, really. Just an audio podcast. John's on every week. Also, we have Bill 57. He comes on. And, it's just a chat and, just a sort of, technology, really, chat.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So,
Right quick, I know this interview is about you guys, but are there any questions that you might have for either me or One Shot?
Not at the moment. Not really, because we asked you questions last week, and I really don't know what else I can ask.
Yeah, that's that's true. let's go back to your podcast once more. Yep. When you have a guest on your show, just a normal guest, what kind of questions do you normally ask them?
I don't know. What they do and how they got started and that sort of stuff. Sort of basic sort of questions, really.
Sounds pretty fun. How about you, John?
Yeah, for Tekken Clave, I wanted to highlight not their being a geek, but their being individual as a geek. That's why it's a Geek of the Week. We wanted to know, you know, not just who they are, but, you know, who are they in outside being a geek in the real world. That's interesting to know. So, but I give them the chance to, you know, just to give them their own answers and all that, depending on what information they can reveal about themselves. So, yeah.
All right. I was watching one of your recent interviews, or one of your recent Tech Conclave show things, podcast. Sorry. And I like how you have your editing all the way during it. Do you do all that yourself, or does someone else do that for you? And if you do it yourself, how long have you been doing it?
I started Tekken Clave last March. I think last week of March 2009, so that's a few months ago. And I'm doing all the editing work. They just send me the videos. I created all the graphics, and I compile them, and then make a storyboard and the news, and write the articles and all that, and then upload it from my side. So it's pretty much it's a one man's work. But the show would not be complete without the user submission or my tech correspondence.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
now, what kind of things do you guys generally promote on your site?
In what way? What do you mean, what way?
As far as affiliates and you know how every site has a specific topic or you know, what do you guys generally promote?
What
is your site based on?
The tech webcast is just based on technology, really, and
yeah, me too. It's, you know, anything relevant with technology, I think it makes sense. But for now, I'm not really selective to that kind yet, because we're just starting the show. It stays very early to be selective and all that. So pretty much we accept anything that's pretty reasonable or near to the topic technology.
Okay.
All right, guys. I was looking through you guys' websites, Tech Webcast and Tech Conclave, and I came across Brad's blog and JohnRawl.com. Brad, could you tell us a little bit about your blog and what you post in that?
Oh, shit, where to start? I don't know. I just post things that I like to read and that sort of thing, and stuff that I like, and reviews and videos and that sort of stuff. It's just to do with things that I like, really.
All right.
Basically.
How about you, John?
Yeah, my personal website, it's meant to be personal there, but I make sometimes the, you know, my experience with work and personal life, so it's pretty much what you can find there in my own blog is what defines me as a person there. So I'm pretty transparent with my life, and I don't have a problem with that. So yeah, if people are wondering who the guy behind Tech Enclave or Tech Web, the cause of Tech Webcast is, they can easily go to my website and figure out what my thoughts are. Whenever I have the time, I just write it down and upload it there.
All right. Do you guys own any other websites other than those ones that we have mentioned during the show?
Nope. Just them two.
Mm-hmm. You, John, do you?
He just owns the one blog.
Oh, all right. So, One Shot, you got anything to ask Brad from Tech Webcast or John from Tech Conclave?
Yes, I was checking out your websites, and I see that you guys post different episodes, which, yep, I think that's pretty cool. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do in each podcast episode, or general information about it?
The Tech Webcast or the Tech Conclave?
The second one.
Tech Conclave.
With the episodes.
Tech Conclave?
Yes.
Well, that's over to John. John, you have to answer that, mate. Because I'm not really a part. I am part of the Tech Conclave, but he does all the work.
Okay. Well, the topics that we get of when we formulate an episode of Tech Enclave is basically the, you know, the recent events during that week or the two weeks, and I assign them, I send my tech correspondents, or I give them a chance to select their own new segments. I told them to find a new segment that's interesting and, you know, that we can all relate globally, talking not just there in your place, but also with other geeks throughout the world. So, that's what we do, and we collect all the major news topics. The one that doesn't get featured as a segment, we only feature them. As we only show the headlines there in the headlines bar in the bottom of the video.
Okay.
All right, guys. This was a great interview. As I said, this may be short. So if there's anything else that you guys would like to ask, or One Shot would like to ask you guys, you go ahead and get that out. If not, then we will close. And yeah.
I have one more question for the both of these guys. I wanted to know, what's your goal for your site, your future goals, and what do you hope for the future?
For the Tech Webcast, I hope we just reach to episode 50. We're doing episode 40 today, and I hope we get to episode 50. That's my goal, and hopefully we get some more cool people on, and we'll keep going with it. So episode 50, we'll probably be going off. And
go ahead.
John?
Yeah, with the Tech Enclave, I really do my best. You know, that's the Tech Enclave, the website, the video itself, it's really a product of hard work, because I spend, like, you know, for one episode, I spend like 2 to 3 days working on the episode, you know, full day. Like, I really, deprive myself some sleep. Some sleeping hours to finish the episode. I'm very inspired and motivated when my friends are asking, you know, when the episode gets released. And it takes a lot of time to do it. The graphics, all of the text you see there, I work on them like one by one. And then it takes a lot of time to render the video and the upload. Like, it's like 4 hours, and there's no guarantee that the upload will be successful or not. So it's a product of hard work and patience, really. So I'm doing my best with the show, and I'm really working hard that we will be able to escalate this show, because that's what the reason why. Because it's nice. It lets me connect with different people from, you know, from outside where I am now, and lets me gain new friends and, you know, with similar minds and passion.
All right.
That's sweet.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's cool. You know, you connect with people who share same passions in technology. Because I can't just find them here.
All right.
Yeah.
We have our very first question. That would be from an audience member. Shout out to Gabe. Wants to know, what was the first domain that you ever bought? Let's start off with Brad.
First domain would have to be my blog, bradsblog.org. John actually got me into the blog. I always wanted to get my own domain, so John helped me out with that one. Well, he didn't really, but I sort of chose the domain, yeah, that one. That's the first one I've ever owned, really.
How about you, John? What was your first domain ever?
I think it's the general.com. Yeah, that's the first domain I bought. I mean, like, professionally talking, I was able to develop it in a website.
All right. I have a quick question for Brad about your Brad's blog.
Yep.
Why did you choose to go with a .org out of all things?
Because there was nothing else available.
So bradsvlog.com, net info, and all that's taken as well?
Wasn't available, mate. Wasn't available. But hey, if you can hook me up with a better domain, mate, go right ahead.
All right. I'll see what I can do. I doubt it, but I'll try.
All right, mate.
All right, guys. this is going to wrap up our show.
Actually, one more thing, Jake. Can I just give a quick shout-out to someone?
Sure, go ahead.
Can I just give a quick shout-out to Ryan from Ryan's TV, RyanM.TV, which is a fairly new guy. He's come on the internet. He just started up his blog about a week ago. And, yeah, he just wanted me to give a quick hi to him and make sure you check out his blog. And also, he's got a live stream as well.
All right, Ryan, there you go. Ryan M. Just got a shout out.
Do you know him, Jay, or have you heard of him?
Yes, I have. I've even been to his website once. I checked it out. So, yes, I saw him log into the other chat room the other day.
Yep.
And I caught a glimpse of his virtual host name, and I went to check it out. And it's pretty cool, I gotta say. So. Who knows? He might be one of my next guests. Well, so if you're out there, Ryan, just listen. You might be one of my guests.
He's going to be on the Tech Webcast very soon as well. He's going to come on, have a bit of a chat and speak about what he does.
I'm sorry?
I said he's going to be on the Tech Webcast very soon.
He's in the chat room right now, if you didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, and, he just sent me a PM.
All right. Well, thank you guys, both of you, for coming on the show tonight.
That's cool.
Definitely.
That's cool.
Everybody out there, we have our special guests, Brad from Tech Webcast and John from Tech Conclave. This is a very special night, and we will see all of you again very, very soon, our next guest. Check the calendar, and you can see who it is. Again, everybody, go to forum.sbostv.com and sign up for our forum. We will have all of our show announcements and upcoming shows posted there. Until next time, good night to all.
And thank you, Joe.
Thank you for this opportunity.